T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
It's no surprise that people whose life work is to enforce the principles of diversity, equity, and inclusion would have only a glancing acquaintance with the truth. And so it has now come to pass that DEI officials are warning the intelligence community that it must not speak accurately about the jihad threat and even refer to jihadists at all. And to do so, you guessed it, offends Muslims. And with Muslims in the U.S. already enraged at the Biden regime for its support for Israel, we certainly can't have that. With us now to try to explain the Biden administration's most recent woke referendum is J. Michael Waller, author of Big Intel: How the CIA and FBI Went from Cold War Heroes to Deep State Villains. He is a senior analyst for strategy at the Center for Security Policy and president of Georgetown Research, a political risk and private intelligence company. Mr. Waller worked for the CIA in Central America and did groundbreaking scholarship after the Soviet Empire's breakup. He's also taught history and methods at America's premier intelligence schools. Mr. Waller, thank you for joining us this evening.
It's good to be with you.
Michael, the Daily Wire reported Tuesday that an internal newsletter sent by diversity, equity, and inclusion officials in the Biden administration's top intelligence agencies warned personnel not to use problematic phrases when discussing Islamic terrorism. What the heck are problematic phrases?
Anything that offends the bad guys or anything that offends super sensitive people is a problematic phrase.
According to the leaked administration memo, some of the alleged hurtful phrases are jihadist, Islamic extremist, Sunni Shi'i extremism, and radical Islamists. Needless to say, Michael, I've never served in the intelligence community, but if you are a radical Islamic extremist or a jihadist, wouldn't it help if the CIA could properly identify you accordingly, regardless of whether or not it might hurt their feelings?
Absolutely. If we don't understand who the enemy is and label the enemy accordingly, then we're never going to be able to combat them. This was actually a problem when I was working with the FBI right after 9/11. I was working with agents to set up a training program in how to recognize jihadists from among the innocent Muslim community in the United States. So it's very important to use these words. And of course, the only people who were upset about calling them jihadists were the jihadists.
I noticed they aren't eliminating MAGA extremists or right wing extremists through, though, Michael. Is that true?
Well, they have this countering violent extremism doctrine that anything that they consider to be extremist is obviously a law enforcement and an intelligence threat. And when you have the president of the United States referring to MAGA extremists, that's pretty much marching orders to consider supporters of President Trump, or just those who want to make America great again, as dangerous extremists.
This is State Representative Nick Hoheisel with former CIA operative J. Michael Waller. Michael, social media platforms are jumping on board with this nonsense, as well as, I understand it, Meta's oversight board, which oversees and sets user guidelines, wants to allow users to refer to terrorists using the Arabic word for martyr instead. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's what the terrorists want to be called. They want to be called martyrs. So when you have our intelligence community giving orders to all 18 intelligence agencies and everyone working in them, you must not call them jihadists. You must call them martyrs because they're sacrificing their lives for a greater good.
Now you've worked for the CIA. Is this directive coming from the CIA, or is this being imposed on to the CIA by the Biden administration?
It has a longer life to it, but it began under Obama in 2011 to push diversity, equity, and inclusion on the entire intelligence community. But it even began before that under President George W. Bush around 2005, 2006, when you couldn't call them jihadists. So they shut down my FBI program, for example. I wasn't running it, but I was part of it. So we were a team, and they shut it down because the jihadists were offended that we were saying the word jihadist to differentiate, because they claim to speak for all Muslims, and they don't. And so we're trying to help FBI agents back then differentiate. Now we're back to where we were in 2005 with the entire intelligence community. So this comes from President Biden's Director of National Intelligence. It comes straight from her. And then she issued the directive on the entire intelligence community. So it's a political directive from the top.
Yeah, and I know there's nothing worse than a terrorist with hurt feelings. We certainly don't want that. Now,
yeah.
Michael,
you drop steel on them and burn them, but we can't defend them.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you have a new book out, Big Intel, How the CIA and FBI Went from Cold War Heroes to Deep State Villains. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Big Intel is about how the intelligence community became this huge presence in all of our lives, meaning that it wasn't just going after foreign spies and wasn't just gathering information secretly for the president anymore or running covert operations against adversaries abroad anymore. But it had directed itself inward to view ordinary Americans as the threat. And it's all about how wokeness gradually took over FBI, CIA, and the whole rest of the intelligence community. So when you become woke, when you see things that everyone's an oppressor in the white Christian majority of the country, they're oppressors, and we have to fight against oppression, and they have the mentality that our country was founded by racists and by people to build a racist system, and so our founding fathers and our founding principles have no redeeming values. That mentality has taken over the people who are sworn to uphold our Constitution. So we're being defended, weirdly, by people who think this way. So that's what the book is about. How did it happen, and who's responsible, and what to do about it?
Well, Michael, thank you for joining us this evening. And again, the book is called Big Intel, How the CIA and FBI Went from Cold War Heroes to Deep State Villains. And it's available on Amazon. And if folks want to connect with you, they can find you on X under J. Michael Waller. Is that correct?
Correct. And then at our website, it's securefreedom.org.
And I am pulling my smartphone out right now to follow you, actually. So thank you for joining us this evening, Michael. And you have a blessed Easter.
You too, Nick. Thank you.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.